This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning. We've got a Cameron and John Ritchie. We've got Seltzer and Rhea. Our buddy Ruben Amaro settling in. Phil's three-game winning streak. Not ready to give him a standing O. Give the Phils a seated O. Is that the term, James? A seated O?
Sure. Let's make it up.
Give the Phils a seated O. Almost would have given, well, I certainly would have given Aaron Nola a standing O if he'd pitched a no-hitter last night, which he was flirting with. Now, Seltzer's of the mindset that it would have been the proper move to pull him out. Rob Thompson said he would have pulled him out. I say hell no. But look, for more on that and more on the Phils, and if the turnaround is afoot, let's talk to the man who ran the Phillies and does a great job as the Phillies announcer, Mr. Ruben Amaro. How you doing, Ruben?
Morning, guys.
Good morning, man.
It's great to be here.
So, Rube.
I miss you guys.
Listen, always miss you, Rube. It's always good, and especially because, I mean, I got this lug Richie here, man. It's like, give me some balance in here.
I got some work for him, too. I got some stuff.
Yeah, from one Stanford guy to another.
We're working
right
on some stuff over here.
Good. Listen, all right. Are we starting with the women or are we starting with the Phillies? Let's start with the women.
Yeah,
Ruben,
why not?
Ruben, what's the advice? I mean, you're like studs like you and I, we know what we're doing.
Oh my God.
The riches of the world. The riches of the world.
How can you say stuff like that?
It's really outrageous. I'm trying to win drop of the week. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Ruben, what advice would you give John?
I think you got to be aggressive. You got to get out there. You got to get yourself out there. It's not an easy thing to do.
That's I heard good. You said I like that.
1990. Did you say 1999?
Well.
2000?
I.
Bro.
Yeah. 2000. 2000.
You got some cobwebs to like shake down.
Well, to be fair, he was married for about 16 or 17 of those years.
I started dating my ex-wife in 2001.
I got you.
So he hasn't been on a date, essentially.
Right,
since.
Right. Yeah. No, I got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I like the.
It's a different scene now, boy.
So,
it's a totally. I mean, it's.
I'm gathering.
You are talking about a whole different program.
About a better program or
it's
worse
not the
program?
Better program, but there's opportunity.
There's opportunity.
Ruben, I tell him about
there's opportunity.
The divorced women. I'm trying to.
Oh, it's.
I hear all about
it's,
this. I have not witnessed.
That's where
this
you can be aggressive.
And
there's some really nice folks out there.
Yeah,
they're
fine
nice
folks,
and they're really, and they're fans of the book, The Giving Tree. I mean, it's just it's
pardon
there
me?
It's there. It's there. Shel Stevenson, is that his name?
Shel Silverstein.
Shel
how many
Silverstein
times are you gonna get this guy's name wrong?
And he wrote probably one of the five best kids books of all time. I'm just saying, John, it's there for you. All right,
there's a maturity level that's really cool out there right now for folks of your age.
Oh,
that is cool.
Yeah,
do I have that?
Yeah, you have that
maturity.
Yeah, you definitely have it. Yeah,
prepared
yeah
for that.
It's a life thing.
Totally.
It's a life thing. And you know, you're raising kids, you've raised kids. I mean, it's a thing. And it's cool.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of
I can't imagine.
There's a lot of things that you can talk about and associate with and
bond over. No
doubt.
Absolutely
no doubt.
Correct.
The whole fatherhood thing, huge. Gigantic.
Wow. Wow. I've uncharted territory.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah. No, there's a whole world for you.
Totally uncharted.
I applaud you, John, for being willing here. This is
no, that's pretty cool.
All right. So, Ruben, let's also get to the Phils, and we'll get right back to the phone lines in a moment. 215-592-9494. The big question, Ruben, is whether this is finally the time that the turnaround has started. What's your gut feeling?
It had to start sometime. I mean, listen, this team was just too good and too talented not to have, you know, days like they had yesterday. People talk about, you know, Aaron Nola, you know, falling off. Yeah, he's been on a bit of a roller coaster ride just having watched his overall stuff, like the crispness of his stuff. He was tremendous yesterday.
Yes,
I mean, his
was
stuff was fantastic, like Cy Young type stuff. And that has to happen more often. And I think it's a matter of them, especially for the pitchers, of adjusting to this new world of the pitch timer. I think that's a big one, is making that adjustment. And I've been saying it for a long time. You're not going to really assess your team until mid-June, much later. Typically, it's like mid-May, but because of the new rules, you're not sure what your team's going to be until these guys, the veteran guys, adjust to like the new world. And I think you're starting to see that now. It's happening a little too late, but they need to play cleaner baseball.
Well, they do. But here's my question. What's to say that a team that's lost 3 in a row, 4 in a row, 5 in a row, 5 in a row again, 6 in a row, isn't about to lose 4 in a row starting tonight?
It's the pitching, and it comes down to pitching. Because if you give yourself a solid starter every single night, then you got a chance to win, and that's the issue. And I think if Wheeler and Ranger and Nola can pitch like they sort of pitched the last few times, and Wheeler not as much, but I'm not worried about Wheeler. He's the last guy I'm worried about. If Ranger and Nola pitch the way they've just pitched more consistently, they have a real chance to be a contending team at the end of the day.
As a former GM, would you be particularly worried about Taijuan Walker, both this year and the four-year investment? I mean, that looks like a problem.
I wouldn't think that too far ahead. I want to get him through this year. I want to get him through this year because I can manage the next few 3 years.
You hope
I can
so,
work
but
around,
I'll tell you,
I can work around the next 3 years,
Ruben,
if he really goes south.
I'm smelling Greg Jeffries.
No,
four-year deal, but it just never really came together.
I think this guy's going to be fine. I just think he's not going to be an ace by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But they didn't sign him to be an ace.
Right.
And unfortunately, the numbers and the amount of money that you have to pay for starting pitching, that's such a premium because there's so many bad starting pitchers out there, and there's so few starting pitchers. I was reading about some. They're dropping like flies.
Uh-huh.
That the premium's super high on them. And, you know, if you can get a guy to throw 5 or 6 innings, man, it's like golden these
days.
All
right,
it's crazy.
Let's mix in a lot of phone calls here. Let's get to Mike in Morgantown right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great show.
Thanks, Mike.
So I want to dive, you know, headfirst back in with the Phillies, but they're playing the Tigers and the Nationals. We need to see what they do against the Dodgers this weekend. Like, we need to take 2 or 3 for me to say, yeah, we're back. Like, we got to beat somebody good.
And I have a different standard, Mike. They've got, for me to say they're back, they've got to take 10 of 14. Like, they're 4 under .500. The only way they can get 5 above .500 is if they're going to do it in a short order, is to win, like, what I'd have to do the math, but roughly, I mean, 10 of 14, that's even a 6. You're still 2 games under. I mean, if they go 10 and 4, they're still only 2 games above .500. Like, they really got to rip off wins here, man.
And I expect that they can. They are talented enough to rip off wins. If they hit, they can beat anybody. I truly believe that.
This series
against the Dodgers, look, they settle in. You've got everyone swinging the bat well. They've got their approaches sorted out. I expect that we're going to enter this comfort zone where we do what we did last year, which is we focus on the series, win those series, and eventually you accrue that record that puts you where you need to be.
Well, you better avoid those losers
because
they have had some significant losing
streaks. I know,
streaks.
And that's because they weren't hitting. Everyone was all over the place. And they've sort of steadied the ship.
To be fair, it was also Taijuan Walker stunk, the fifth starter stunk, Nolan Wheeler were inconsistent, Ranger didn't even exist for most of the first 2 months.
And we have good reasons, and we can understand why that would be.
I get that. Mike, give me a big answer, something that used to be a big deal and could have a comeback, should have a comeback.
Can I ask about Bryce real quick?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if you guys saw it. He was flinching last night after that one at bat, which really scares the hell out of me. Anybody notice that?
Yeah, they did. I think it's just a stinger. I don't think it was anything serious.
Okay, good. I go with record stores. You know, good old-fashioned record stores.
Record stores.
Sam Goodies?
Yeah. So I thought about
Sam
that earlier.
Goodies.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Wow, take me back to Roosevelt Mall.
Yes.
So the record has come back a little bit in recent years.
It really
has.
So I don't know
they're
that
it's vinyl. Vinyl's back in?
Yeah, I don't know that it fully applies because I feel like it's kind of back-ish.
It's pretty popular.
It is pretty popular.
It's like the thing now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you have a turntable, Joe?
No. No.
We have one down the shore.
I'd like to.
It's fun. We bring it outside and
I believe
it's a hoot.
I totally believe it. And it's actually, you can listen to an album. You know, this thing called, kids, there's this thing called albums. Like, it's not about a
it's
song.
Real.
Yeah,
it's real.
Like, you listen to the artist's whole vision for like an hour in a row of how they put together like a year's worth of music. 215-592-9494. Right up ahead. What Aaron Nola, Rob Thompson, and Trey Turner all said after last night's game. Plus, Elliot Shore Parks at 7:45. And at 8 o'clock, a Conklin extravaganza. All sorts of notable Sixers people in studio. Josh Harris, Joel Embiid, Doc Rivers, Daryl Morey. It's going to be something. That's at 8. Phone calls all show. Joe DeCameron, John Rich on WIP.